It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Yeah, we made it in. We survived Snowmageddon for those few days. Kind of wrapped up over this weekend. Yesterday was crazy nice.
Yeah.
The melt has started, you know, it's just water everywhere now. But I will say I'm a little irritated by this snowstorm and some of our forecasters, because we were supposed to go out to the Nuggets game on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Date night, great seats.
And you didn't go, I'm guessing?
Didn't go, buddy, because we were watching the news beforehand, and a couple of the local forecasters were like, oh, my God, once 5 and 6 o'clock hits, do not go out.
Yeah.
You won't be able to see. It'll be whiteout conditions. Please, I'm begging you, don't leave your house.
Hunker down.
And they're like, well, let's go to a Ron at a live shot on 6th Avenue, which is what I would have been taking down there.
Yeah,
cars are flying, the roads are just wet, and you know, the game starts in like 30 minutes, and I'm like, WTF.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ron.
What the heck, Ron? Get your stuff together.
We were a little annoyed because we called it off and said, you know what, we'll play it safe. We don't want to, you know, get in a wreck, and we've got small children to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
6th Avenue. Think about the children.
Well, and a lot of people, like, I had friends who had to cancel. Their flight got canceled, so they were planning on going to New York, and those plans got scrapped, so they had to move that to this coming weekend. But yeah, the amount of snow that actually hit, everyone was kind of like, wait a minute. But reports say it was still pretty gnarly. I mean, Josh has all records broke. And
what were the totals, buddy?
Well, yeah, I mean, according to these weather people out there,
Kai,
it was the third largest November snowstorm on record and the biggest November snowstorm since 1983. There's official 21 inches of snow that fell at DIA. So your friends were probably smart in not going to DIA, because DIA out east, this storm, they all said, you know, was the biggest impact out east and south. So southeast, where they were like, it was pretty big, where they said, however, downtown Denver still got 8 inches of snow. 14 inches of snow in the Highlands Ranch area. I'm seeing a lot of reports of 23 inches of snow out east. I mean, people got 1 to 2 feet out east. So that DIA, they canceled and closed hundreds of flights.
I mean, we got a lot of snow. There's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
But I don't think the roads were that bad. I think everything
was
still so warm.
Everything
was
very warm,
slushy
beforehand.
Wet.
Yeah.
And don't leave your house. You will die in a ball of flames on 6th Avenue.
That was a little.
It was a little much, I think.
I will say, going down Lincoln on Friday, it was about
was it
as slick as you could get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in my four-wheel truck, and it was, I could drift everywhere. I mean, there was no lane that I could find. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stay in the center. Call it good, go slow, and then, yeah, you could drift pretty much wherever you wanted to.
All I know is it sounds like I missed a pretty damn good game on Friday night.
Such
yes,
a good
you
game.
Did.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
And you and I were chatting about it, too, Jared. Like, coming in Wednesday felt like it was a lot more chaotic and, like, you know, weather. It's, you know, just trying to deal with weather stuff. Wednesday was a lot harder getting in than Friday. So that's where, to me, I was like, I don't know about this Snowmageddon, but some people got hit.
Yeah, some people go ahead. Well, not me, because I was home,
right,
sitting in front of the TV watching some stupid Ryan Reynolds movie.
Could have gone to the game, buddy. It was a good game. Jokic was setting records that game.
I know, buddy. Many people were texting me about how great the game was and why didn't you make it out. It's all good. We did make up for it, though, on Saturday night, because we did get out and we went to Pendistry in Greenwood Village,
because
they had like a 90s band playing.
Yeah.
And so we went and just kind of tore it up on Saturday night. It was a lot of fun.
Made up for it.
Had too many, you know, shots and too many hard ciders. And
like it was the 90s back in the day.
You're still doing shots?
I know.
Dang,
I posted
Jeremy?
A picture of it on our Facebook page. But yeah, I know.
I've gone out with Jeremy
against
before.
Against my will.
I've gone out with Jeremy before, and it's funny. He'll get to a point where after the night has progressed, he's like, You guys want shots?
You're that
That's
guy.
That's what happens.
You're
like,
the shot pusher.
You guys want shots?
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, Jeremy, no, I don't want shots. It's okay, yes, I'll take shots.
About two hours into the night, then it's like, who wants to do shots?
It's so
we
fun.
Get this party
I
started.
I just want to ruin my Sunday. Yeah. Yes. Anyone else want to ruin their Sunday?
How'd you feel yesterday?
I'm your guy. Don't ask.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't ask. Big breaking news story of the weekend, and it's funny because we just talked about this on the air last week.
Yeah.
About if you would be able to change a flat tire.
Oh,
and
no.
I went around the room here, and I think Josh said yes.
Yep.
Josh
changed
tires. Practiced.
I've changed tires.
I could.
Yeah.
Katie's like, no, I can't.
I can't.
Because I'm not strong enough.
I'm not strong enough. And this is a real struggle because I can't get the lug nuts off. Like, I have tried. I have put my whole weight. I have stood on that bar, and it does not move. Like, so, yeah. And then... And then I was house sitting this weekend. So in that snowstorm on Friday, I drove from where I live in Southeast Aurora to Denver proper. And that's when I was like, oh, my gosh, this storm is nothing. Sunday, yesterday, my car sat all day Saturday. So I laid on my friend's couch and watched Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, whatever that remote got me. That's all I did on Saturday. Sunday, I had to go meet my daughter for dinner and I went to go out to my car. And I had a flat tire.
Oh,
wah,
no.
Where's my wah-wah? Here we go.
I know.
Oh, no.
Worst weekend ever.
And then I knew. I'm like, I can't change that tire. We just had this conversation. Yeah. I'm not even going to try and change that tire because I know I am not strong enough. And I was just like so bummed out. Thankfully, I'm watching my friend's house so I can just use her car. Honestly, yeah. I have an appointment at the tire shop today to get it fixed and everything. But
take me to the tire shop.
Yeah, like watch. Yeah, so I just honestly, it was such a karma kind of thing. I
totally.
Felt not that it was like bad karma for me, but we had just talked about this, and
it's
I was
so
like,
funny that just happened.
How frustrating that I cannot change my tire.
The only other irritating thing about this story is she's staying at somebody's house that works here, one of our account executives, and she was talking about how she got in the car this morning and drove here. And this account executive represents this here radio station,
she
Mix
does.
100 in Denver.
Yeah.
And tell everybody what you were doing.
I was, because, okay, she has a newer car where it doesn't have the scan on the radio frequency, so you can't turn the station based on the frequency, like 101.0 or 100.3, 100.5, you know, whatever. Yep. So I had to go in, and it's just her set frequencies. And she does not have Mix 100 on her set frequency.
Not a one.
What?
She does not
a one,
have
Josh.
I could, and
what?
Then I can't navigate. I don't know how because it's a new car, so I don't know how to navigate the frequencies. And so I cannot get to Mix 100 in this car. I've been driving it for like 12 hours now, and I'm like, wait
That's
a minute.
Curious situation, isn't it?
That is very
situation.
Curious.
She represents this here station and many of our advertisers, and she doesn't even have us on her preset.
Maybe it's in her second preset list that I also can't find. You know
doesn't
what I mean?
Matter.
Or you
third,
have like.
Or
the
four
one.
Doesn't matter. Should be first.
Should be first. Should be number one. Let's be honest.
Here's what I want to do today while you have that car.
Yeah.
Let's go out after the show,
Let's
figure out how
it.
To change the presets. Guess what? Every one
every
of them is going to be.
Every one of them is going to be 100.3.
You with me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You down to clown
that's
a little
bit? Upgrade. Are you? That's not a clown. That's a
that's
positive
a
right there. Exactly.
Right there.
We're making her life so much better.
Yeah. And then I say we also. Fart in it too.
It's a new car. We shouldn't do that.
Perfect. Perfect.
How's this for new car smell?
Jeez.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.